The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. Recent Afghan government data shows that production of poppies in Afghanistan increased by 87% between 2016 and 2017, setting a record high. Despite international pressure and government incentives to grow other crops, farmers still find poppies to be the most lucrative. Mohammed Nadir is a local farmer.
The wedding party cost is very high, such as 1 or 2 million Pakistani rupees. That is why most farmers cultivate poppy in order to cover life expenses.
Mohammed Nadir makes $3,000 a year from his poppies in a country where the per capita GDP is less than $600. If Nadir were to switch to a different crop like wheat, his income would fall by about a third. Last year, the government distributed more than 10,000 tons of wheat seeds to farmers, along with 20,000 tons of fertilizer, in an effort to incentivize change, but their efforts failed. Mohammed Nadir.
We ignore the government and continue to cultivate. The Taliban never say anything to us, and they are happy with us because they gather money from the farmers for the opium.
As poppy production has spread north to areas not traditionally associated with the plant, areas under poppy cultivation have jumped by 63%. Current government and UN statistics show that this opium brings in about $1.39 billion per year, which is roughly equivalent to 7% of Afghanistan's GDP. The cost of raw materials in India has risen, creating a crisis in the foundry industry, which caters to the automobile, railway, defense, and electrical industries. The price of iron scrap has gone up by as much as 15%, crystalline petroleum by 30%, and pig iron is as high as it has been in a decade. The price hike stems from tightened environmental laws in China. Amish Panchal is the president at the Institute of Indian Foundrymen.
Majority of carbon, chemicals, and ferroalloys plants in China were shut down for almost 3 months. They were forced to put pollution control equipment. Due to that, there was a severe shortage of these raw materials in China. So, Indian foundry industry in turn was also very badly affected.
The foundry industry in India is still trying to recover from the effects of demonetization and the goods and services tax, which came into effect in July. Many analysts expect steel companies to pass on the increased costs of production to their consumers. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.